That's good to get Roy Dell back out there?
Oh, yeah, man. Looks good. Still quick. Still got the good hands. You know, that's very impressive coming off the injury. But, you know, everybody knows what Roy Dell can do for us. He can make a lot of plays for us. He's a very big impact player for us. So just happy to see him out there moving around and, you know, getting back loose and getting back into it. That's a good thing.
You expect him, as he recovers, to work his way back up to the front of that rotation? You think he can do that? See what he was last year for you?
Definitely. I mean, you know, that's basically what we're doing with all the guys, period, man. Just letting your play, you know, guide your way back to where you need to be at, where you want to be at. And, you know, that's what basically what, you know, us quarterbacks and coaches, that's basically what we all looking at. You know, we're seeing basically what's the hard work of what these guys are doing or trying to get them type of positions. Because right now, our position is not guaranteed to nobody right now. So you just got to continue to keep working, you know, and getting stronger and getting better each day.
In the few months you've had with Algie, have his hands lived up to billing?
Algie's great. He's I call him Big Charles Barkley, a tight end out there. He uses his body well to catch the ball. Can't no linebacker, nobody like that get around him to try to block the ball down and things like that. And then his hands just period. You know, he's a pro bowler. He makes plays for us. And I just can't wait, you know, to get out there going against another team, you know, and make it, you know, all come together like we needed to make it to come together right now. So.
He kept saying he didn't remember the one-handed catch this morning. Do you remember the one-handed catch?
Yeah, I remember. He looked up just in time. So it was a great catch, man. That's type of player he is. He's a pro bowl tight end. And for coaching him to get him here on the same team with me, as the Tennessee Titans and with all of us, basically, he could do a lot for us, especially in the red zone, especially down the field. And then, you know, how smart he is. Every time he come back to the huddle, he asked me what I saw, and that was a great read. You know, he brings my confidence level up because when I'm making certain plays, and for him to come back and say certain things like that, that's great.
Are those conversations as valuable as anything that he brings because he's done it for so long? He sees some things. Does that help you grow?
Definitely. I mean, if we're seeing the same thing and we're on the same page, and for that type of guy to come back and tell me something like that, that continue to make my confidence level of knowing certain throws I can make or cannot make, that what defenses or tendencies or catch interceptions or if it's too tight, you know, whatever read that I make, and just to hear him come back and tell me certain things like that, that continue to make my confidence level up, you know, every day.
What about the little pick-me-up he gave you? You were sitting down over there during 7-on-7 drills. He kind of came over and gave you a little bit of a talk-in, a little pick-me-up, and then caught a touchdown pass on your next throw.
I mean, he just told me to keep working, you know. Like I always say, man, y'all always think, you know, it's, you know, the coach's fault, you know, the quarterback fault. You know, a lot of people always blame it on us a lot of times. And, you know, me, I'm a competitor. So I every time we step out in the football field, I want to see us compete and work hard to get better. And we're not that type of offense right now for us to come out and relax and take a day off and things like that. So, you know, I was a little bit frustrated because I felt like we weren't all, including myself, I mean, we weren't all practicing what we need to be doing in that morning practice. So that's just, you know, the leadership role that's in me, that I want to see determination out of each player as well as myself to go out and practice each day hard, because we're not that type of offense to be taking no days off like that. We need to continue to keep working like we've been doing these past couple of days.
How much are you looking forward to the Rams coming here, and what do you hope to see?
I mean, finally going against a new defense. I'm tired of looking at our guys, definitely. You know, these guys, you know, starting to, you know different routes. You know, they're starting to know different tendencies and things like that. Now it's time to go against, you know, somebody else to showcase what we really can do. You know, from the looks of it, from the, you know, the chemistry and our guys are executing the offense and things like that. We're really looking forward to going against somebody else right now to showcase our talent to ourselves as well as to our coaches and fans. So we're looking forward to that, definitely.
Talking about Paul Williams, didn't dress at all last year. Everyone's saying he's one of the most improved guys coming into camp. Have you seen it?
Yeah, he's more improved. He's definitely improved. He's using his hands, using his body. He got a little bit more work, but he's working. That's a good thing about it. And last year, he had a couple of mistakes. That's just being a rookie. But to me right now, I'm proud of him. Definitely proud of him, because every time he step out, he's working hard. He's willing to ask questions now. He's willing to come back and talk to me and, hey, what you want me to do? And things like that. And that's the good part about it, making yourself continue to get better. When you come back and ask questions, you know, not only to your quarterback, to your offensive coach, you know, your position coach and things like that. And that shows a whole lot, telling not only myself, but, you know, telling the rest of the team that you want to get better when you do things like that.
You got Justin and then a million Williams. I mean, how do you keep it all straight?
I mean, you just got to continue to keep working, man, getting one-on-one drills with the guys, you know, just getting that chemistry down. You know, everybody run a route different, and that's a part of it. Once you get that type of confidence level of what guys at, how they run certain routes where the ball need to be at, that's when your game and your percentage level and things like that get to go higher and higher, because you know your guys around you. But obviously, you know, the Williams and, you know, all these names that we have, these guys are going to be real good for us this year. And how our offense is, how Coach Hammond is spreading it out, you know, getting these one-on-ones and you know, these routes to get certain guys open at the right time. It's going to be great for us. And then you got the little speedster coming out the backfield, and then you got Lindell powerful back. So that's going to be real good for us. So we just got to continue to keep working. Like I said, every time we step out on this football field, we got to work as an offense so we can be where we want to be at in the NFL this year.
Day off yesterday give you a nice break, you know, at least a little bit of a breather before getting back out there this morning?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for a quarterback, definitely, yeah. You know, you want to just take your mind off a little bit for a little while. Not too much, you know, still get in the film room, you know, while you're at your house, you know, because you got pretty much everything you need at your house. All you got to do is just plug the thing in and watch it. And but after you get through, you know, relaxing and getting off your feet and taking your mind off the field a little bit, that's good. But when you get back up in here, it's time to get it going. So, like you're saying, as a quarterback, you can't ever put it down. But if you're taking a break, kick your feet up, watch the film, and then after that, you know, take your butt to sleep. So.
This is the time of year where people are doing fantasy football drafts. As a quarterback, I'm sure you've had some interesting people come up to you and say, thanks for winning games for me. You have any interesting stories from the first couple of years in the league?
Somewhat. Some couple of guys, you know, hanging out with some of my friends out in Vegas. You hear some people say, hey, you scored a lot of points for me and things like that. So, you know, I don't really feed into all that, but in the same time, like I said, I just go out here and play the game. You know, I'm trying to get myself better and better. I'm trying to be one of the next guys to make it to the Super Bowl as a young man, just like my man Eli, and do some things, you know, for my city, for Nashville, make them happy, for my coaches as well. There's a lot of guys that's walking around here that's been here a long, long time. And that's some of my dreams. I want to make them guys happy, even though they get up out of here, especially Bud. I want to make him happy as well. So that's the thing that I'm working on. I'm trying to get myself better and better. So every time I step out on that football field, I'm trying to win games with my teammates and make a lot of people happy.